Watcher, it's Mike Wynn with this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. I've got to say, I'm pleased with this week's playlist, as it seemed to choose itself. So fingers crossed it meets with your approval, as without that, I may as well hang up my earphones. And that's from a newly released Evening Star album of solo piano recordings by Ray Bryant at two gigs. We were at his May 2004 concert at the Robeson campus, Rutgers University, New Jersey. and we heard the title song of this album in the back room. The concert was part of a day-long Fats Waller centennial celebration and sponsored by the Institute of Jazz Studies. Half of the songs on the album are Fats Waller compos. In the back room was a Ray Bryant original. And next we have a vocal. I've always loved the simple brilliance of Miles Davis's compo So What. Here's a vocal version, and I think I could have thought of some of these lyrics myself, only some of them.
I should choose to sing the blues,
so what?
And try to keep you here beside
so
me.
What
make you think you can refuse,
so what?
To stay and guide
so
me?
What?
If I should choose to go along,
so what?
And let a girl like you deceive
so
me,
what?
Why can't you see you're doing wrong,
so what?
My darling, if you ever leave
so
me,
what?
So let me sing my blues away,
so what?
Let the world go passing by me.
So
but if the blues should come to stay,
so
please pacify me.
So
satisfy me.
So what?
But if the blues should come to stay,
so what?
Please pacify me.
So what?
So what? When singing a Miles Davis song, it can't be a bad idea to have Miles's rhythm section as your support. Bill Evans piano, Paul Chambers bass, Jimmy Cobb drums. The singer is Frank Minion. This is 1959, so way before Minions became the little yellow organisms from the beginning of time and made movies. Frank Minion was a bop-orientated jazz singer from Baltimore who appears to have only made two albums. That can't be right. I'll have to look it up. This Bethlehem album consists of three separate recording sessions in 59, including his suite The Soft Land of Make-Believe, an introduction to Black Opium Street. And as we've never featured him before, we'll feature him again with his very own song Watermelon later in the show. Oh dear, that's already messed up my carefully planned playlist. We often feature the Hammond B3, but very seldom as played by the master himself.
Thank you.
I would call this an interesting Rudy Van Gelder recording session for Blue Note, July 57. The leader, the one and only Jimmy Smith, started the session playing piano. It wasn't working out too well, so Jimmy switched to the Hammond B3 and the session took flight. Mildly interesting fact number two, this was on July the 3rd. On July the 4th, Jimmy's back in the same studio recording with Lou Donaldson, and the following month back again with Van Gelder recording these very same songs, but with a front line of three horns, Lee Morgan, Curtis Fuller and George Coleman. And I was right, very mild interest. And we heard the jazz standard Cherokee, the title song of this Blue Note LP, with Eddie McFadden on guitar, Donald Bailey drums. Not another version of Mood Indigo, yes, but listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
wonderful, a recent Benny Goldson album called Horizon Ahead, recorded December 2015 for High Note Records. Benny on tenor, and Benny also writes these detailed, exhaustive liner notes. Benny, by his own admission, is a talker. Add writer to that list. He describes Mood Indigo as, quote, a haunting song that immediately reaches out with unseen caressing hands that passionately touch the awaiting heart, unquote. And there's more, much, much more. Mike Ledon, piano, Buster Williams, bass, and Carl Allen, drums. This next LP is called O Captain.
I'm overblessed with femininity. I want the family life, woman's career, but all that I get is a bite on the ear. Femininity, my femininity, just seems to bring out basic masculinity. What do I do that turns man into beast? They want me the most when I offer the least. If I defend the West and they attack the East, all I do is simply stand there. All at once I feel a hand there begging for my femininity.
I'm so bored with femininity.
Now this, at last, is interesting. MGM claim this to be the world's first jazz show tune album with vocals. Previously, everything had been instrumental. The soundtrack was recorded in Feb 58, which makes the claim first ever a bit of a surprise. But MGM must be right. And the really interesting part is that the singer was none other than Marilyn Monroe, singing femininity. The musos, billed as the Leonard Feather, Dick Hyman all-stars, are just sensational. Coleman Hawkins tenor, Harry Sweet's Edison trumpet, Dick Hyman piano, and he's probably the least well-known of the gang. Oscar Pettiford bass, Ozzie Johnson drums. The Broadway musical was called O Captain, exclamation mark after Captain, but no hint as to how to inflect the O. Is it O Captain or O Captain? The latter, we hope. All previous recordings of show tunes had been instrumentals, as I say. This pioneering breakthrough adds the vocals. Not that stupendous when you hear the full story. No, Marilyn wasn't in the O Captain production either, just on the LP. Next we have Conrad Yeatis Clark.
Thank you.
Conrad Yeatis, Sonny Clark was one of the jazz greats. This newly released Time Records double LP of recordings of the Sonny Clark Trio in New York, Jan 1960, includes previously unissued alternate takes. We've just heard take 10 of Sonny's own compo, Minor Meeting. There are two other takes of Minor Meeting on this album. Sonny Clark certainly had the potential to be one of the all-time greats. Sadly, he died of a heroin overdose in Jan 63, when still only 31. On this Jan 1960 recording session, George Duvivier is on bass, Max Roach drums. Magnificent. Eric Kloss is next.
Thank you.
cobblestone LP recorded Jan first, in fact, 1972. It's called Doors, referring, rather obliquely, to William Blake's poem about doors of perception. This song, like all of them, is an Eric Kloss original. This one is called Quasar. Celestial objects are mere 4 to 10 billion light years away. And Quasar was also the name we gave to a software product, which once upon a time played a biggish part in what was laughingly called my career. Anyway, that's totally irrelevant now. Kloss was cross after writing this song, as it's so difficult to play, and I think we got a sense of that. Kloss alto on this track, Neil Kreck on piano, Gene Taylor electric bass, and Ron Krasinski drums. Great drummer, and somehow he also found the time to play tambourine on that track. That was indeed Fast and Furious. So let's slow down and choose from an album called The Gentle Art of Love. There will never be another you. This Dawn LP is of various recordings that the accordionist Matt Matthews made in the late 50s, 1958, for There'll Never Be Another You. And he's picked a great cast of musos for this particular recording. David Amram, French horn, Herbie Mann, flute, J.C. Dean, bass clarinet, Joe Roland, vibes, Joe Puma, guitar, Oscar Pettiford, bass, and Charlie Smith, drums. All round a gentle art of love, as the LP title tells us. Bill Sharlop's back with Body and Soul. It's always a pleasure to play Bill Sharlop on The Real Enjoyment. This was Body and Soul, recorded December 2009 in New York, a Japanese Venus album called I'm Old Fashioned. Bill Sharlop piano, Peter Bernstein guitar, Peter Washington drums. I can't think of another Bill Sharlop lineup of piano, guitar, drums, but then again, I'm not really thinking. Let's hear from Frank Minion again. Loved that, and I hope you did too. Watermelon, written and sung by Frank Minion, with Jimmy Jones piano, Kenny Burrell guitar, Joe Benjamin bass, and some magnificent drumming from Ed Thigpen. The liner notes guarantee, yes, guarantee, that you'll dig this record the most. And we did. And the angels sing too. A young Terry Gibbs on vibes on a Mercury LP recorded in New York, Jan 63, and called Jewish Melodies in Jazz Time. Tell on vibes, Herman Wright bass, Bobby Pike drums, and according to these liner notes, Alice McCord piano. Tom Lord's discography says it's Alice Coltrane, whose maiden name was McLeod. So I'm a bit confused, and I'm more than happy to share that confusion with you. And the angels sing. It's the last one, sadly, so we must have our Ellingtonia slot. Whizzing through my spreadsheeted previous playlists, I'm amazed. No, more surprised. Amazed would be a dangerous exaggeration. Surprised that we've never played this gorgeous Johnny Hodges rendition of the Ellington classic in a mellotone before. Recorded by Hodges in April 54. Hodges on alto with Emmett Berry trumpet, the majestic Lawrence Brown on trombone, Ben Webster no less on tenor, Leroy Lovett piano, Lloyd Trotman bass, and Ossie Johnson yet again on drums. With that lineup, you can't fail.
Thank you.
And as always, I really, really hope you've had fun listening, and equally hope you'll be back with me, Mike Wynne, next week, same time, same place, for another edition of The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care, be well.